Simeon, the sorcerer's son. Simeon's father, the great wizard Walberg, was always too busy practicing important spells to have much time for his young son.
"When you're older, I'll teach you all the magic I know," he would say. "Now run off and play. I've got work to do."
But Simeon didn't want to wait. He wanted to learn about magic now. So every night, he sneaked down to his father's study to read the great spellbook. Back in his room, he wrote down as much as he could remember into his very own book of spells. Simeon wasn't good at writing, and his spelling was even worse. But at last his book was full, and the time had come to try some magic of his own. He crept out of the wizard's tower. "I must find somewhere quiet to practice my spells," he thought. "Father mustn't find out what I'm doing. Ah, just the place." He had come to the edge of a clearing among the trees. "Perfect. Now for some magic." And he opened his book. The first spell was for turning mushrooms into black bats. Excitedly, Simeon began to read out the magic words. "Knit one and knot one and purl two together. Pick one and pluck one and grasp the secret feather." Nothing happened at first. Then there was a flash of light. The mushroom had changed into something very black. But it wasn't exactly a bat. "Oh, well," muttered Simeon. "Not bad for my very first spell. Let's see what I can do with this one." And he turned the page. The next spell was for changing rocks into sticky buns. And he was just about to utter the magic words when the stillness of the forest was shattered by a blood-chilling voice that made Simeon's hair stand on end and his heart thump with terror.
"Don't move. You're under arrest."
To his horror, Simeon found himself surrounded by evil-looking toads. Their captain pointed at him.
"So, a trespasser in Baron Croker's forest, eh? And a wizard too, by the looks of it. Tie him up and bring that book. The Baron will reward me well for such a prize."
Without his spellbook, Simeon could do nothing but follow his captors. He was bound tightly and made to follow the toads deep into the darkest depths of Baron Croker's forest. After many weary hours, they came to a giant archway in the base of a cliff. It led underground.
"Oh, I don't like the look of this one little bit,"
muttered Simeon under his breath. Down and down the passage led, threading its way through giant caves that made their footsteps echo. At the end of the passage, the captain climbed down from the beast he was riding. They had arrived at the dungeons of Baron Croker's castle.
"Lock him up," croaked the captain. "I'm going to inform the Baron and show him this book."
Simeon was pushed into a dark, damp-smelling cell containing one other prisoner. A bedraggled old man peered up at Simeon through the darkness. And after the cell door had been barred and bolted again, helped to untie him. As he did so, he explained his own sad story.
"I'm just a woodcutter. One day I went into the forest to cut firewood, but the Baron's captain accused me of spying and locked me up here. I've been in this horrible dungeon ever since."
When Simeon said what he'd been doing in the forest, the old man's eyes lit up.
"Oh, if you know magic, you can get us out of here in a moment. Just say a spell and open that locked door."
It's not that easy. You see, I'm only a beginner. Besides, they took my spellbook to the Baron. Goodness knows what he'll do with it."
Meanwhile, up in the castle, Baron Croker was gloating over the book.
"You've earned your reward, Captain. Now leave me."
Alone in his chamber, He opened the book.
I've always wanted to be taller. That will be my first spell. But what's this? I can't read a word of it.
Try as he might, the Baron just could not read Simeon's awful handwriting.
Gods! Bring that young wizard here at once. And that woodcutter, too. We'll soon see if this magic works.